there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're talking about those moments when life feels heavy, when the path ahead seems uncertain, and when you just need to hear, hold on, everything will be all right. Let's get into it. If you're listening in today and you've been dealing with some burdens, some heavy things, or experience any form of darkness, I'm here to tell you, hold on, you can make it. Change is coming. Trouble don't last always. This episode isn't an episode filled with quick fixes or empty platitudes. This is all about acknowledging the tough stuff, that raw emotions, and offering a beacon of hope, grounded in the reality that nothing stays the same forever. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, lost, or just plain weary, know that you're not alone. Let's lean into this together. We've all faced storms in our lives. They might look different for each of us. A job loss, a relationship ending, a health scare, grieving due to a loss of a loved one, missing their spirit, missing them around, or simply a period of intense uncertainty. It's in those moments it can feel like the darkness will never lift, like the weight on your shoulders will never ease. And I want to tell you, it's okay to feel that. It's okay to feel those raw and real emotions because it's real and it's raw. But I do want to let you know, within that darkness, there is a flicker of truth we need to hold on to. And that's this. This words I like to quote. This too shall pass. Pain and suffering doesn't last forever. And this phrase is a simple phrase, but its wisdom is so deep and so profound. The history, the nature, and of our own lives are testaments to the cynical natures of things. Seasons change, storms give way to sunshine, and even the most challenging, most difficult time eventually comes to a close. So right now, you might be in the thick of it. You may have just started experiencing this form of anxiety, loss, grief, depression. You might not see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I understand that. But try, even just for a moment, to entertain the possibility that things will shift, things will eventually get better, and that the pain you're feeling right now, oh, it's heavy, it's hurtful, but I'm here to tell you, it won't last forever, and that the situation you're facing, it's not your final destination. So I want to explore that. I want to take a deeper dive into it, and I just want to connect with anyone that's experiencing any form of hurt, any form of pain, any form of setbacks, any form of loss. I'm here, we're here, and I want to connect and let you know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. There are moments in life when everything feels heavy, when you're tired, unsure, and wondering if things will ever get better. You may be silently struggling, holding pieces of your life together with nothing but sheer will. But I want to let you know, even in the darkness, there is hope. Even in the waiting, something is shifting. Change is coming. So this episode is a reminder that no matter how hard it gets, you are not alone and you are not without purpose. And also, this episode today is dedicated to Mama Stacy. Mother Day is approaching, and I just want the community to continue to rally around her during her grieving period. Hold on. You can make it through this tough time. This podcast is dedicated to Mama Stacy and anyone that's experiencing some difficulties. I just want to let you know that, you know, our souls, your souls at times needs encouragement. And I just want to remind you to keep going. For the person who's been doing their best, even when no one notices. For the ones who feel stuck, forgotten, or feel like giving up, this episode today, you'll find truth, you'll find comfort, and practical inspirations. You'll discover how to strengthen your faith in uncertain times, hold on to hope when everything feels unstable, and begin preparing your heart and mind for the breakthrough ahead. Because everything you're walking through is leading somewhere meaningful. I just want you to know that. There may be moments of doubt where you're questioning, you're wondering, and you're asking, God, why? Why me? Why this burden? It's heavy. I just want to offer some words of encouragement that this isn't the end of your story. It's a turning point. It's difficult. It's tough. And yes, change is coming. It's time to believe again and understand that no matter what you're going through, hold on. You can make it. Everything's going to be all right. The road may be difficult, but I just want you to understand it's okay to feel that grief, feel that pain. Give yourself permission to feel. Understand that struggling with whatever you're going through, it's not a failure. It's a part of life. Recognize when you're emotionally and spiritually drained, and understand that no matter what you're going through, no matter the difficulties, you are not alone. Understand the power of faith, community, and inner strength, and reconnect with your support system, your tribe. I'm here to tell you, if you're not a part of a faith-based community, join a faith-based community to keep your spirits lifted. Understand that the wait is not wasted. Trust in the timing of your life, God's timing, God's divine timing, and understand that this is a season and this too shall pass. So we have to focus on choosing hope over despair. Speaking those words of encouragement during the difficult times, we have to build ourselves up. We have to speak a word to ourselves. And that's why it's so important to have that faith-based community, because sometimes it's rough, it's hard, it hurts, and you don't have the words to speak to yourself. So surround yourself with your tribe, your faith-based community, and know that you're going to be okay. Cultivate that resilience and try to find perspective in the midst of it all. Even when sometimes it's hard and you can't understand why you had to experience what you experienced, why you had to go through what you went through. Know that in God's divine timing, you will be okay. You're going to make it. Hold on. Don't give up. Understand that your breakthrough will come through. Surrender the need to have all of the answers. Sometimes it's not going to make sense. Sometimes holding on to purpose during the storm is the only way to pull yourself out. Praying, meditating, speaking life over every situation in your life. And I'm here to remind you that you've come a long way. If you're listening to this podcast and you're still pushing through and you didn't give up, I just want to tell you that you're going to be all right. Change is coming. You've pushed through so far and you can keep pushing. Even if it didn't feel like progress, every step you take, every day that you strive to just get up and move forward when it's hurting, when you're in pain, when life feels difficult, when you're questioning God and questioning everything that you're experiencing, you kept going and you started every day off and you found the strength. You found the strength to move forward. You survived days you thought you couldn't. When you felt drained, when you've carried those burdens in silence, and yet here you are today. If you're listening to this podcast, you're still breathing. There is still hope and you're still holding on. I just want you to know that there is no life without struggles, and find your way. I just want to remind you that the storms do pass. They don't last forever. Healing is possible and joy can return. Joy comes in the morning, even after every season of sorrow. Change often begins in the unseen, in your mindset. I know it's hard. It starts in the mind. It starts with your thoughts. You have to rebuke those negative thoughts. You have to start speaking any words of hope and encouragement and positivity into your life, into your mind, into your heart, into your spirit, into your habits, and into your faith. And with every quiet act of perseverance, because you're persevering, even when we don't see you, you're persevering. You've been planting seeds for a better future, a better tomorrow. So let this be your reminder. You are stronger than the pain. You are stronger than your setbacks. And your story isn't over. No matter how it feels, no matter the pain, your story isn't over. You're stronger than whatever you're going through. Sometimes it's simply the breakthrough showing up in small shifts before the big miracles. And sometimes the greatest change begins when you simply choose to believe again. Believe that better is coming, that you are worthy of it. And that God hasn't forgot about you. It may feel tough. It may be dark. That storm, you may be right in the middle of it. But I'm here to remind you that God hasn't forgot about you. You are not alone and you will be okay. So hold on. Keep the faith. Keep showing up for your life. Even on those hard days, even on those days when it's difficult to just move forward in your day-to-day routines, push through it. Everything will be all right. Not because everything is perfect, but because you are growing, you are healing, and you are rising. Change is not only coming, it's already on the way. I want you to receive it. I want you to accept these words of encouragement. Hold on. Hold on. We don't know the burden you're carrying. We don't know the weight you feel. We don't know the pain you're experiencing. But I just want to let you know that you will be all right. Trouble doesn't last always. Storms don't last forever. And you've made it. You've made it through today. You survived days you thought you couldn't. So keep moving forward. Your breakthrough is on the way. Joy comes in the morning. This too shall pass. So let's get into this. Let's take a deeper dive. So how do we hold on during these turbulent times? How do we keep putting one foot in front of the other when every step feels heavy? Here are a few thoughts to carry with you. The first step is allow yourself to feel. Don't try to suppress your emotions or put on a brave face if you're hurting. Sometimes you have to sit in it. Acknowledge your pain, your frustration, your fear. It's a natural human response. Allow yourself to cry, to vent, to a trusted, beloved friend, to simply be with your feelings without judgment. Trying to bottle them up will only make them heavier in the long run. I know the worst thing is when you're grieving, when you're hurting, and people are like, how are you doing today? Oh, I'm just peachy. Yeah, right. You're hurting. It's okay to not be okay. Give yourself a moment. You don't have to stay there, but you have to have a moment to feel what you're going to feel. And after you weep and you endure that, weeping may endure at night, but joy comes in the morning. So take the time to feel those feelings and feel those raw emotions and process and acknowledge how you're really feeling when you're down, when you're feeling the burdens. And secondly, focus on the small victories. When you're facing a mountain of challenges, the big picture can feel overwhelming. Break those things down into smaller and manageable things. Things like, did you get out of bed today? That's a victory when you're feeling that pain and you're grieving and you're hurting. Did you eat a meal today? That's a victory. Did you reach out to a friend? That's another victory. These are small victories to gradually get you back into the groove of you. They are proof of your resilience and your ability to keep going. Don't underestimate these small wins. Those are victories when you're dealing and experiencing some form of trauma or setback, or if your life been turned upside down. Those are small victories. It feels like a mountain is on you. So the way to tackle that is to just break that day down into small steps. Thirdly, lean on your support system. This is not the time to isolate yourself. Reach out to the people who care about you, who love you, your friends, your family, even a therapist if needed, a support group. Let them offer you comfort, a listening ear. Sometimes just knowing that someone is there for you can make all of the difference. Don't be afraid to ask for what you need. Vulnerability is strength, not a weakness. It's okay to be vulnerable. And the fourth strategy is just practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself and your soul during this difficult time. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a dear friend who is going through something similar. Avoid harsh criticism on yourself and things that you feel is a failure. Remind yourself that you are doing the best that you can do under the circumstances that you're feeling, and offer yourself the same understanding and grace you would offer others. And finally, I just want you to understand that change, it can be difficult. Sometimes it's something we can't avoid. Life has a constant state of flux of different things and circumstances. Nothing stays the same forever. Whether it's good or bad, the challenges you're facing right now will eventually evolve, will eventually shift, or even resolve themselves in a way that at this moment right now you can't imagine that. Just think back to other difficult times that you faced in life, and you made it through those most difficult days. You might not remember all of the details, but you emerged on the other side, perhaps stronger or wiser. So this time, it may be a little bit different, but it's similar. You have to push through those tough moments. The seeds of change have already been sown, even if you can't see them yet. So if you're listening to this and you feel like you're barely holding on, please know this: you are stronger than you think, and this too shall pass. You have an inner resilience that will carry you through. Allow yourself to feel. Celebrate those small victory moments when you felt like giving up and you pushed through. Lean on your support system, practice self-compassion, and trust in the power of change. Trust that everything will be okay. You're gonna be all right. You're gonna be okay. Just hold on. Hold on. You can make it. Change is coming. Now is the time to press forward. On your darkest days, even in the midst of the storm, you're gonna be all right. You're gonna make it. I know it's difficult. The road is not easy. Hold on, have faith, keep the faith, and keep showing up for yourself in life. The small victories, remember, piece by piece, step by step, you got to take baby steps because it's hard, it's difficult. Even on those hard days, everything will be all right. It's going to be all right. Even if it's, you're feeling like you're not making progress, every step that you take, that's progress. The fact that you're here, you're listening to this podcast, that speaks volumes about your strength. You survived those tough days you thought you couldn't. You carried those burdens, and you're probably still carrying them. It may take time. It takes time to heal. But I just want to offer words of encouragement that you will be okay. Keep pressing on. Hold on. Hold on during the toughest days of your life. You're gonna push through. You're gonna make it. Thank you, beautiful souls, for tuning in today and being here with me on Real Raw Relevant. If this message resonated with you, please share it with someone who might need to hear it. And remember, you are not alone. We're navigating this journey together. Until next time, take care of yourselves and hold on to that hope and know that this too shall pass. Change is coming. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.